This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Eunice Kathleen Wayman was born in Tryon in 1933. Her natural musical talent was recognized at an early age. It all began at her hometown church, St. Luke's CME. The first song she learned was "God Be With You Till We Meet Again." By age 4, she had begun to play piano, and by age 7, organ, both at St. Luke's. Community members came together to support her musical development through lessons and performances. Little did they know that Eunice's humble gospel beginnings would transform her into the internationally celebrated jazz singer Nina Simone. Eunice, who later adopted her stage name, introduced the world to a unique musical fusion of pop, gospel, jazz, folk, and ballads that she called Black Classical Music. Simone's voice and music provided inspiration to the American Civil Rights Movement, and Sir Elton John later proclaimed her to be the greatest female artist of the 20th century. Simone never came home to Tryon, and few people know that the small town in the Blue Ridge Mountains was her birthplace. In 2007, the Eunice Wayman Nina Simone Memorial Project was created to honor the remarkable life and legacy of Nina Simone and support talented youth to reach their full potential. In addition to creating a Nina Simone scholarship, the project has produced a life-size bronze sculpture of Nina by acclaimed sculptor Zenos Frutikis. Nina's daughter, Lisa Kelly, who's an internationally acclaimed singer in her own right and performs under the name Simone, served as the model for the 8-foot figure of Nina that is the focal point of a public art installation in downtown Tryon. Nina's ashes are incorporated into the bronze effigy, so in a very real sense, she has come home to Tryon. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.